Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's Tourism Month in South Africa, but very few of us can afford to move around. Unless you're on the board of SA Tourism. Good evening, Palmy. Welcome to Kaya Biz. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I chuckle, but this is not a matter of humor, I suppose. It's a matter of serious concern around fiduciary duty and financial restraint. As I mentioned just now, Tourism Minister Patricia de Lille has removed the chair and deputy chair of Tourism, SA Tourism, on the basis of exorbitant costs at board level. Tell us a bit about this.
Good evening, Rufio, and to your listeners. Can you hear me clearly?
Clearly. Crystal clear.
All right. Yes, so I almost fell off my chair when I read this news story recently that the minister had removed the chair and deputy from their leadership positions, important to note, because they're not removed from the board completely. After she started up, I think, an investigation into the 54 meetings, board meetings that were held over a period of about 6 or 7 months, having already spent 900,000 of their 1.4 million budget for board fees. You know, it's not the first time we're seeing something like this in the public sector. And I think when board fees are set on a per meeting rate, there's perhaps a tendency by some to want to have more meetings in order to incur more fees towards themselves. It's really not good practice. It's not responsible or ethical. It's not acting in the best interest of the company. But yet here we see it again.
Palmy, just let me give them the benefit of the doubt. In some instances where you have an emergency or an urgent situation, for example, Eskom, the board, you remember the war room that we had under then Deputy President Ramaphosa, that would bring the executive and the board together much more regularly. And I think there have been more regular meetings at SOC in attaining this 170 almost days of load shedding free power provision. Is there any indication from what we've heard about this story that SA Tourism was in anything close to that kind of an emergency?
So certainly not in the public domain do we see any reason, you know, rational basis to assume that they would need such a number of additional meetings. I think we must also understand that so a board generally would meet, let's say, 4 times a year, once a quarter. Let's give an extra few, maybe 6 times a year. In addition to that, yes, there certainly would be special or extraordinary meetings at the time of there being a crisis or reputational matter. But generally, that's not over a long and sustained period. So I can imagine over a few weeks or, you know, a couple of months, board meeting more regularly. But twice a week over a 7 month period, to me, I can't see what would substantiate that. If the basis was special meetings for, crises or whatever the case is. So then the question comes in, are the number of meetings for the board members to enrich themselves? So is it just self-created, let's have another meeting because we know we're going to earn another board fee, yeah. Which I don't even need to say is unethical and not in the best interest of the company, which is their primary duty as the directors of that company. Or, which is another likely scenario, because I also read that the minister announced that the CFO has resigned recently. And the minister is saying the CFO resigned due to interference of the board chair and the deputy in operations or in the executive's role. And I think this is another, you know, core reason why boards, or this board in particular, could be meeting so often, is perhaps they were not drawing that line between their role as the non-execs in an oversight capacity and then the executive's role of the daily running and management of the organization.
Okay, so this is a very key governance concern, right? Squeezing the executive out of its ability to actually do its job. Has there been any indication? Obviously, I understand the CFO at SA Tourism resigned recently. Has there been any indication from the executive that might have been the case?
I think it's difficult to say based on the information that we have, because we only have what's in the public domain at the moment. I did hear a video from the minister implying that the CFO resigned because the chair and deputy were interfering in management's role. And I just put 2 and 2 together, and that sort of could explain the large frequency of meetings. In terms of, you know, boards becoming too operational, not understanding their role. I think it's important. There's two things that's important here. Firstly, we need to be appointing ethical people so people are going to do the right thing. And secondly, we need to be appointing people who understand their role and are going to fulfill their role at the level it's meant to and not, you know, cross that boundary.
You know, I think, yeah, so, you know, the SA Tourism story is one, especially insofar as we had that scandal regarding the almost billion rand spend on advertising with Tottenham Hotspur just last year. But I think the more important takeaway here is what you're speaking about regarding governance in general and what we should be aware of. Like you said, appoint people who are ethical. To what extent should these, so either the number of meetings or the circumstances requiring board attention be specified either in board attendance policy, what constitutes quorum, and I suppose also the allocation of authority, delegation of authority.
Yeah, all of these things are very important. I mean, you've got a memorandum of incorporation. In the public sector, you generally have a shareholder compact as well. All these things are very important in regulating the conduct and operations of a board. Having said that, you know, generally your founding documents will state a minimum number of meetings. So in this case, I think the SA Tourism documents state they have to have at least 4 meetings a year. But it's very difficult to put in a maximum number of board meetings because you don't also want to restrict the board from fulfilling their legal duty. So there are going to be times when they may need more and you don't therefore want to, you know, make that impossible because then, you know, you're interfering with their ability to do their job and fulfill their duty. I think key to this is the shareholder keeping an eye on it because the shareholder appoints the board. And so the shareholder must be comfortable that the number of meetings sounds reasonable and when necessary. And that's exactly what Minister Dulal has done in this instance as the representative of the shareholder being government. You know, she's taken action in terms of an investigation, etc.
Let's talk a little bit about the word I'm looking for is the sanction for this behavior. Retaining their positions on the board seems unethical or at least insufficient. If I am a chairperson or was a chairperson who had the power to conjure up meetings to this extent, not having the title of chair doesn't necessarily take my influence or level of power away from what I used to have over the board, does it? And it doesn't seem to comply with King 4, you've even said.
Yeah, King 4 is not explicit on this, but it's just from a common sense perspective, it's strange for two reasons. The first is, if you feel a chair and deputy weren't fulfilling their role effectively, then shouldn't they be removed from the board in its entirety? You know, why keep them on the board and now they must report to another chair who was also on the board with them before and was reporting to them? It makes things very awkward in terms of the board dynamics. And the other thing is the whole board is the same. So in my mind, every one of those directors, whilst yes, the chair plays a very big role in controlling the number of meetings, every one of those directors serving on the board at the moment were party to these extra meetings. And now all of them are exactly the same. There's just a shuffle of who takes the chair role.
Disappointing. You know, as I understand it, we all have a fiduciary duty in our own personal capacity when we sit on boards. It is disappointing. And is there any intervention that can be taken in terms of the minister either holding her to account, or is that something that we only leave up to, for example, either SCOPA or one of the portfolio committees in Parliament?
I think the minister's done the right thing. I mean, she indicates that there's going to be an investigation, and I'm sure after that investigation, if she's not satisfied with the way things are handled, there will probably be changes to the composition of the board. I guess we'll wait and see.
Wait and see, indeed. A pleasure to chat to you as always. Professor Parminath Sana, CEO of the Institute of Directors in South Africa.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.